Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim, and our guest today is Janet. So, Janet, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
I am Janet Lyons. I am the owner of Miss J's Cupcakes and More, and I live in Arlington, Texas.
Awesome. So can you just tell me how you got the idea to start this business?
Well, actually, my grandmother taught me when I was 8 years old, her secret recipes and all that good stuff. So I've always loved to bake. It's my passion, my therapy, all that good stuff. But I started baking for family, friends, coworkers. The demand got so high, so I said, hey, I need to get paid for this and stop doing it for free.
So can you tell me like a little bit more about, you know, I guess what makes you unique in terms of what you're baking, and I guess like what makes you better than you would say like your competition?
I'm all over the Metroplex, which is Dallas-Fort Worth area. I do lots of face-to-face. COVID actually brought me out of my shell. I'm really an introvert. COVID made me become an extrovert, which I'm still not, but I had to get out in front of the people, and they love my personality, my uniqueness. I'm your favorite baker in the hot pink fedora. So I have a signature hat, and all of my desserts, they're made with love. I know everyone says that, but once they taste my dessert, they believe.
Amazing. So for you, are most of your customers more like corporate, like B2B or B2C? Like, what does that look like for you?
Right now, most of my customers are online, like social media, because I'm big on all platforms. Social media, word of mouth, and I do have some corporate and I do some grand openings. But my goal is to get more corporate.
Awesome. So what's your specialty? Is it just like cupcakes? Are you making like other products? Like what are some of the things that you're baking for your customers?
My biggest specialty is the pound cake. I make all different flavors of pound cakes. I make layered cakes, birthday cakes, cookies, and muffins, jumbo muffins for like the office, parties, stuff like that. And now my cookies, it's like any cake I make, I can make it into a cookie.
That's awesome. So do you have like a storefront, or are you doing it from home, or what does that look like for you?
I just say that I'm mobile, because some stuff I can do cottage law and I can bake it at home when it's small stuff. But when it's a corporate client, I go to a commercial kitchen. But the goal is to have a storefront.
Awesome. So if you could have a storefront anywhere, like I'm also, so like I'm in Dallas myself. So if you could have a storefront anywhere, like in DFW, where would you want to have a storefront? Like in Arlington or somewhere else? Or where is your like ideal place to have the storefront?
I would want it in Arlington, because for the concept I want, it's nothing like it in Arlington.
That's true. Yeah. And I think Arlington's a good place because it's right in the middle of Dallas and Fort Worth. And plus you have lots of entertainment, the Cowboys, Six Flags, Rangers. So you have lots of traffic, you know, just folks coming for entertainment.
Yes. And Arlington is still up and coming because people are still moving here and we're overcrowded.
That's true. I think that's all of DFW. Like I'm originally from Chicago, as you can tell by my accent. I don't have a Dallas accent, but I've been here for about 3 years. So it's like, you know, I feel like so many people here are from like all over.
Yes, they are.
Awesome. So what is the best way that you're getting like the word out? Like you mentioned like social media. Is that kind of how people are finding out about you, and like word of mouth? Like do you go to like networking events? Like how have you grown this business in terms of marketing?
I'm my own marketer. I'm a solopreneur as well. I do everything from the marketing, the packaging, everything. I am a pro networker. I attend so many networking events. I get out there to get my name and my business out there. In every networking event, I make at least one good connection.
Awesome. So when you go to events, are you oftentimes bringing samples? Like, how do you get people to actually, you know, try and say, okay, like this is something that I want to go and pursue?
I have a new business card and it's a cupcake. So everyone that I'm able to, I take cupcakes. I let them try them, because once they taste them, they believe. I give them my card and they have to take a picture. That's the trade-off.
That's awesome. That's a very smart idea. Like I love that, because it's like, okay, I'm going to give you a cupcake. You take a picture, post that on Instagram or social media, and then you can go ahead and share it.
That's part of my marketing. I put it all on all platforms.
Really cool. So what is the role of technology and AI in your business, if at all?
Nothing yet. I'm trying to integrate it. I just don't know how or what.
But have you ever used like ChatGPT to like write content for you, or do you feel like that's like, you know, a good use case?
I just started using it, and I just basically ask questions. I haven't asked it to write any content.
Yeah, it's definitely like, it's a cool tool. I think it's like one tool or one feature that we've seen is, for example, is like for chatbot. So it's like essentially giving the customer, like, you know, like especially when you're like a solopreneur, instead of hiring a customer service agent, it's like, you know, automatically engaging with your customers and using artificial intelligence to make it, you know, like a real conversation.
Okay.
So that's something that we've seen. It's like AI can be like a use case in that way, or even like in social media, you know, tools that can like generate content. Like there's so many use cases where it's like solo founders or lean teams can save lots of time and money with AI because it's like automates so many things.
I need that.
Yeah, that's cool. So what would you say is your biggest challenge right now in your business?
I would say finances.
So in terms of finances, is it more so like, you know, like you're not selling enough cupcakes, or I guess like, I mean, could you kind of just get like, you know, more specific about like what that is?
Yes, I can elaborate. More finances basically to meet the demand. So the stuff is coming in and it's just like, I can't purchase enough stuff to meet everything. So I can't take all the orders.
So basically, as of now, you're kind of focused on expansion, right? Mm-hmm. Like, are you thinking about hiring people to take more orders, or like what, I guess, is your priority from that standpoint to help, like, you know, grow this business and take on more customers?
The goal is to hire a team. I need a team. I'm a one-woman show and I can't keep doing it by myself.
Yeah, that makes sense. I feel like it's so many entrepreneurs have this pain point of delegation. You know, it's like, it's because, and this is something I've had to accept myself. It's like, ultimately, the people that you hire are not going to be as good as you. But like, even if they're 70-80% as good, like, that's how you're going to scale a business. Like, you know, eventually they're going to learn. And I think the biggest challenge for me is like in the very beginning, we have people that, you know, like are working for us. And I'm like, man, like, I just, you know, they keep like messing up, but it's like just being patient. And like, now they finally got it. Like, they still like, you know, make mistakes. But I mean, you know, like, we're human beings. But I think it's just that level of patience for training and all that. Like, that's the biggest thing.
I've gotten better at that too, because I was expecting me out of them. And I know I'm a perfectionist when it comes to my stuff, but I can't punish them for not being me.
No, I'm exactly. Yeah. It's funny because I always tell people, like, my first business was just me. I ended up selling it because I never thought that I could scale it, you know, and it was just me. Like, I never even like thought about hiring people, but I'm just like, now I'm like, okay, we have like a team, we have people. Because I know that like, I can't do everything. So if I try and do everything, even now, it's like, there's only like so many hours in the day.
Yeah, you'll get burnt out. And that's what I'm trying not to do. So I'm in search of a team.
So if you could bake cupcakes for anybody, like any celebrity or anybody, like who would you want to bake your cupcakes for?
Mark Cuban.
Okay. Yeah. Have you reached out to him?
Not yet.
You know, like, so I read that he checks his emails. Maybe it's worth sending him an email and saying, hey, listen, you have to come and try my cupcakes.
Yep. I think I have his email, though. I have a connection that has his email.
Yeah, I mean, it gets public. If you Google it, you'll find it. Like, really? He shares it. Yeah. He does respond to lots of his emails. So if you write him an email about free cupcakes, I mean, I don't see why he wouldn't respond to that.
Thank you. I'm going to try it.
Yeah,
it
you give nothing work. To lose. Yeah, you have nothing to lose.
Yeah, because if I get the right person to taste my pound cake or cupcakes or anything, that's all I need. The right person, just one.
Yeah, you can say, hey, Mark, I'm going to be at the next Mavs game and I'm going to bring you cupcakes. Let's meet, you know?
Okay.
There you go.
Good setup.
Yeah, I think that, like, that's, yeah, exactly. Like, you get in front of one person, they take a picture, you know, or a video, put it on their platform. And I always say, I feel like in business, you know, you have to give and give and give, and then eventually, like, it's going to pay off. And it's like, you provide value for people. I mean, okay, yeah, like, let me share this, you know.
It will come back. I give a lot, and it's coming back.
Amazing. So what would you say is your top business priority in the next 3 to 6 months?
3 to 6 months, because I still work a 9-to-5 as well. So I'm full-time. The next 6 months. Trying to think realistically. Now, a storefront within the next 6 months would be Perfect. But I think that may take a year.
So are you looking at like doing this full time and taking this, you know, as you scale this business?
Yes.
Yeah, that's I think is a big challenge. Like even for me, like I took our company full time about maybe 5-6 months ago. And it's like, there's never like a right time. And oh, man, it was too early. It's like, you just have to make that jump eventually. Mm-hmm. And that's the easy. It's like, that's how you're going to scale, you know?
Right. Got to make that jump. I'm not ready.
Well, it's going to come. Yeah, hopefully in the next, you know, hopefully soon. So what would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business?
Get your finances in order in the beginning, not later, because you're playing catch up all the time.
That's a common one that we've heard. And it's funny, like our COO, like we just brought him in recently, and he's like looking at all of our finances. I was like, I don't understand how you get to run this company all this time. Like you guys are so negligent. I'm just like, well, that's why we brought you in, because you're the guy. It's like, yeah, you know, like, so it's like, especially when you have, I always say this to him, like, when you have more people, it's more problems. So you really need to make sure that like you're very like meticulous about finances.
Yes. That's why I need to hire someone to do that part. Now, the baking and the events and all the good stuff, I'm good. But the finances, the back end, no, I have to hire someone for that.
And in terms of like events, I always feel like, you know, like high level, it's like, okay, like there's only one of you, right? So you go to the events and you meet the client, like that's going to be you. But everything else, you know, you can start to like delegate more. Because I think it's like also like these kinds of relationships, even like I'm doing this podcast, like you're meeting people. And I think those things, like that personal branding per se, is really important.
Yes. And like when I do those events, the face-to-face at the different trade markets and stuff like that, they're looking for me. When I had workers and I tried to do two, I was in one place, my worker was at the other one. They said they asked for me the whole time because they were looking for Miss J. They wanted to take a picture with Miss J.
That's awesome. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out, do you mind sharing like your website and social media handles, like the best way to get in contact with you?
The best way, my website is missjscupcakes.com, and that's M-I-S-S. And my handles, Facebook, it's Miss J's Cupcakes and More, LLC. Instagram is Miss J's Cupcakes 23.
Well, Janet, I want to say thank you so much for your time. It was a pleasure. We're rooting for you. Hopefully you can bake cupcakes for Mark Cuban soon. That would be an awesome story.
I hope so.
And if he does get back to you, let me know, because I would love to know. I'd love to see that picture, you know, of him eating your cupcakes.
I sure will. Yes. I try to take pictures with celebrities too, but Mark Cuban is who I'm shooting for.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we're wishing you luck and we're rooting for you. So thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too. All right. Bye, Janet.
Bye.